Leviticus chapter 11. Nowhere can we get to know the holiness of God and come under his influence and power except in the inner chamber. It has been well said, no man can expect to make progress in holiness who is not often and long alone with God. Speak to the people of Israel. Tell them, of all the animals on earth, there are the animals that you may eat. You may eat any animal, but not an animal that there was no masks to cover their mouths or disinfect lotions to prevent spreading of diseases. Yet God gives them a number of precise rules about what they could touch or eat to preserve the health of the covenant people. As the old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Several centuries pass in the new dispensation, God repeats to Peter, kill and eat, and adds, never consider unclean what God has made pure. While it is important to God that we take care of our bodies, it is even more so to care for our spiritual food and hygiene. So whether you eat or drink or whatever else you do, do everything for the glory of God. Although the new covenant freed us from food restrictions, the call to holiness remains in full force. For I am the Lord your God. You will therefore be sanctified and you will be holy, for I am holy. And because holiness, not happiness, is the chief end of man.